Right now, panel, on to some more questions from the week's news. Adam, the president and his staff fanned out this week to mount a strong defense of the secret program in which the NSA eavesdropped on Americans without warrants. Well, part of their strategy was to make a significant change to the program. What?
They renamed it.
Yes, they did. Yes, they did. Starting this week, the president and his allies started referring to the domestic spying program as the Terrorist Surveillance Program.
It's hard to be against the Terrorist Surveillance
Program.
Well,
this is what happened. Almost immediately, the Democrats started saying things like, well, I'm against surveilling terrorists. Oh, he got me again!
That wascally president.
How did he do that to them? Roxanne, this week Russia accused Britain of running an elaborate espionage program against them, a James Bond-like exploit that made use of what high-tech gadget?
Toilets?
How would that work exactly?
I don't know, it just seemed like the right kind of answer for this show.
You've been doing this for a while.
So obviously it's a very low-tech, silly thing.
About as low-tech as you can get.
The most low-tech thing. Mm.
Perhaps, yes.
Can I have a hint?
Yes. Prior to its use as a tool of espionage, mm-hmm. it's where the British Embassy kept their spare front door key.
Doormats?
No, everybody looks under the doormat, so you keep it someplace else.
A flower pot.
I'm taking notes for the next time I visit your home, and you're not there.
Doormat, flower pot. What else? Where do they keep their jewelry, do you think, Roxanne?
You keep your... this is where you keep your... obviously, I have no clue. But it's where you would keep your spare door key.
It's an option.
Yes.
It's really low tech.
Under a rock.
Very good. A rock. The Russians say the British used a fake rock to hide an electronic eavesdropping device, which they used to gather secret information of some kind from the Russians. Mm. Then British diplomats would walk by nonchalantly, and when no one was looking, download the rock. And they even showed on Russian TV film of what they said was a British guy running up to the rock, grabbing it, and running away.
Wow, that's very Benny Hill.
Yeah. I believe the music playing in the background
was this a big rock?
No, it was a little rock. There's one of these little rocks, little fake rocks, you turn it over, a little hollow.
That you can put your key in.
Exactly.
Exactly. But everybody knows that fake rocks is where people keep their keys, so you don't do that.
You'd think the Russians would suspect it, but no, they were saying things like, I think we're being spied on. Let's meet at the rock and discuss it.
Well, isn't this predicated on the idea, exactly, that people would have to stand around this rock to talk?
Yeah. Or the rock would move, you know. I don't remember this ornamental rock in our conference room, but... How did this rock get aboard this flight?
Natasha, what happened to the rock?
Good night, dear. Good night, rock. Wait a minute.